Yeah, welcome back on the text line. Pedro, you've said it well. Matt, we somehow focus at times on the negative within and outside the game. What I saw by both sides surrounding Corey Hadawira and Naira showed what quality men these are. Congratulations to both teams. Well said, Pedro. Well put. Snap fitness for the feeling with our snap judgments. Dolphins v Dragons. So the Dolphins win this one 26 points to 12. Does this speak to a broader issue, this matchup, where you've got the wily old fox in Wayne Bennett who's showing what experience can do at a brand new team, plucked out of nowhere essentially, and bingo, they are continuing to do what many people thought they couldn't do. And here are the Dragons who are on the verge of hiring a coach who doesn't have full first grade experience yet. Does it speak to a broader issue about where this is at?
Yeah, look at Wayne. It's funny, you know, wily old fox is the perfect description for Wayne. And people say the beauty about Wayne is Wayne keeps it simple. But I tell you what, it takes a lot of intelligence and a lot of experience to be able to keep it simple, if that makes sense. Right? Because the game, Matty, and the tactical side of the game is complex, right? And that's where a lot of young coaches get mixed up. They struggle getting the message across. Wayne, all that experience he's had, he knows what works and what doesn't. I mean, let's not forget for the fact when the Broncos come into the competition, right? They were Queensland State of Origin side. When they come into the comp, they said, "Mate, this team's just going to win the comp every year." It took them 5 years to win a comp, and some of that had to do with Wayne. Wayne finding his way and worked out what worked in the NRL, how it was different to the Brisbane Rugby League. The Broncos in the early years were playing sideline to sideline, a style that wasn't working, and then Langer and Walters took control of the side and was drilling through the middle and short passing. It's just all that experience that he takes now and he can apply to this football side. Yeah, that was... Oh, mate, they just... Matty, they just burned teams out. And this year, they've lost really crucial players like Sean O'Sullivan, and they've lost Felice through suspension, but they just keep winning. It's amazing. Like I said this last Friday. I said, you know, I just see them playing finals, because even if you get to the back end of the year and they go, well, the Dolphins are going to win 3 from 4 to make the finals, I just go, mate, Wayne will do it. He'll find a way. He'll get them there.
They've got the Warriors next weekend, and they'll travel over there to Auckland. So the Dolphins are currently sixth on the ladder. Incredible, isn't it, what you think about, and just what you said there about Wayne saying less. Sometimes, you know, it takes a lot of years to be able to learn how to say even less than what you've got in your kit bag, so to speak. So that could be a big issue for the Dragons going forward, and we'd expect sometime this week, perhaps, if not next, that Jason Riles will be announced as the head coach there. The Eels defeated the Cowboys 24 points to 16. You touched on the form in particular of Dylan Brown. Do we have any further thoughts, questions, answers for the North Queensland Cowboys at this stage?
Oh, Matty, I thought they showed some... There were some good signs there. Look, I said on the show last night, there was a much improved performance. We go, well, thanks, Scoop. You get beat by 60 the week before. Then I tell you, if they're not better, then there is something seriously wrong. There were some pretty good signs. I thought Scotty Drinkwater was good. They missed some opportunities. I went back and had a look at the tape last night. There were some opportunities that they missed. Look, mate, they're such a talented side, and we're just a little bit, well, very similar to the Roosters. We're just waiting for them to come good. I don't know if they'll play finals though, Matty. I don't know if they will. I think there's too many other sides playing too good. Even if they were to creep in, I can't see them do anything, because they're gonna have to from this point on be the very best form of themselves to make it. I just don't see them getting there.
Well, the interesting thing about the weirdness of the ladder in 2023 is that the Cowboys are 16th on the ladder, right? They're on 10 points at the moment. They've won 5 games. This time last year, they were 3rd on the ladder. They'd won 9 games. However, there are 3 teams in the bottom 9 that have had 2 byes already. The Cowboys have not had a bye. So there are points still in the bank there. If they had their 2 byes, I know we're playing what ifs, if they had their 2 byes, they wouldn't be any worse than 11th at the moment.
Yeah.
So it's very, very deceiving. However, form doesn't lie, does it?
Form. That's the biggest thing, Matty. It's form. How far they've got to turn things around. And at the moment, they're going through a crisis of confidence. That's how it manifests itself. You start at what starts, and I think it's very similar to the Roosters, what starts as a football, like a style problem, or, you know, hey, guys, we weren't quite up for this one, we've got to be up, is what how that manifests itself starts to become a crisis of confidence, and that's a bigger problem.
The Broncos defeated the Warriors 26 points to 22. Quick one on the Broncos, your snap judgment there, because I still have your words when we started this season ringing in my ear. When do you trust the Broncos? I mean, we're State of Origin time. They got the win on the board without some players.
Yeah. Well, they've just about won me over, Matty. You're starting to trust them. That was a big test to go over there and win that one. As I said before, we're playing New Zealand in New Zealand. It's cold, it's wet, ball slippery, doesn't suit the way the Broncos want to play. They got the job done. And as you said, without guys like Payne Haas and Carrigan and so on and so forth, that was one of their best wins in the last couple of seasons. And Adam Reynolds, man, hasn't he just paid for himself over and over again? And when you watch Reynolds play the other night, he knew they couldn't play that, you know, normal Broncos style. He just pulled everything back a little bit. And but that's a great game of football. The game, I spoke to Sir Peter Leach last week, the Mad Butcher, and I just said, mate, watching from afar, am I right in saying that the game in New Zealand is in a real sweet spot? He said, Matty, he said, I don't think I've ever seen it better. He said, the support across the country, he said, it's fantastic.
They might need to have a little chat to the crowd there at Napier, however, because I don't know if they're going to get an invite back anytime soon. And again, back to the weirdness of the ladder. When you look at the top four teams, three of them have had two byes. The Panthers, the Sharks and the Storm have all had two byes. The Broncos yet to have their bye. So if they had the two like the other teams that had the two byes, they'd be on 22 points right now instead of locked on 18 points, which is what the top four have. But again, like I say, the weirdness of the ladder is the weirdness of the ladder. The Raiders beat the Rabbitohs 33 points to 26 and the Newcastle Knights yesterday by 10 points over the Seagulls, who ran out of puff in the end, 28 points to 18. Our snap judgments, thanks to Snap Fitness. You can go to your Snap Fitness to find out more, snapfitness.com.au. They've got you covered. We're back after this.